Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed cases of Rashi Shuros and Ha'omer Shekenegdo Mochiach. And according to the Rav's explanation of this upcoming Mishnah, will elaborate on the understanding of those two cases. The Mishnah begins by saying, Ve'elu hein Rashi Shuros. The following, these are the examples of Rashi Shuros that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah, which we said is not considered to be Shikha. What is Rashi Shura, says our Mishnah? Shnayim shehischilu me'emtza hashura. If you have two people who begin their gathering of the bundles of grain, they begin me'emtza hashura from the middle of the row. They say you have rows going from north to south and rows going from east to west. And zepan of the tzaf and zepan of the darim. One is facing towards the north and one is facing towards the south. And they've forgotten bundles both in front of them and behind them. So the one that's behind them is in between the two of them. Let's say they started one to the right, one to the left, and one to the north, one to the south, but they left one behind, that in like behind both of their backs. So eshelifnehem, the bundles that they have forgotten that are in front of them, let's say they are walking towards their direction, they're walking towards the north or towards the south, and they, as they're walking, they forget one of the bundles. So that's eshelifnehem, the one that's in front of them, in other words, that they've passed in as they walk, shikha, that's considered to be shikha. But the one that's behind them, it's really behind both of them, that is not considered to be shikha. And the Rav and the Tosfos Yom Tov explain that this is because they were relying on each other, and the time, it's only considered to be shikha, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, when you are forgetting on your own. But if you're really forgetting because also in combination with somebody else, that's not considered to be shikha. So therefore, the one that's in behind both of them, that's not considered to be shikha. But the things that they pass over that are in front of them are considered to be shikha. Now, the way the Rav understands this Mishnah, the next words of the Mishnah are an elaboration of the words in the previous Mishnah of Ha'omer Shekenegdo Mochiach, which we explained in the previous Mishnah. So now the Mishnah explains, if you have a yachid, you have an individual, shehischil me'o shashura, he begins gathering the bundles from the beginning of a row, v'shachach lefanav ula'achrov, and he forgets ones that are behind him and ones that are in front of him. In other words, in this case, la'achrov means he's passed it by already, that's la'achrov, and lefanav is ones that he hasn't come into yet, and let's say he just walks away from it, leaving that one in front. So shalafanav eino shikha, the one that he left and walked away from that was still yet in front of him, that is not considered to be shikha. B'shala acharav shikha, and the one behind him that he's passed over, that is considered to be shikha b'mnei shehu b'val tasha, because that fits into the losase, the negative commandment in the Torah of you shall not return and go back and take that which you've forgotten, because he's already passed it by. The one in front of him, which he's walked away from, is not considered to be shikha, because he hasn't passed it yet, and because it fits the criteria of the previous Mishnah of Ha'omer Shekenegdo Mochiach. As we explained in the previous Mishnah, that Ha'omer Shekenegdo Mochiach means that since you have rows that are going from north to south and rows that are going from east to west, because of that, just because you're going north to south and pass and leave aside something that's in front of you yet, but if you maybe your intention is to then to gather things from the other direction, from east to west instead of from north to south, and that row in that sense, the one that you've left over in front of you, that's untouched because it's going to be gathered when you go the other direction. That's Ha'omer Shekenegdo Mochiach. That's why the one that you left over that's still yet in front of you is not considered to be shikha. Zeh klal, this is the rule, the Mishnah concludes. Kol shehu b'val tashuv, anything that's, you can be applied to it, the statement of del shall not return and takes that which you have forgotten, that anything that can fit that criteria is considered to be shikcha. V'she'enu b'val toshuv, but doesn't fit the criteria of you shall not return and go back to it because you haven't gotten to it yet, and we can yet say that you're going to gather it from a different direction, then enu shikcha. That's not considered to be shikcha.